One of the fun things about Christmas time are all the Christmas programs that are on TV. You have Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, all those. And then you have How the Grinch Stole Christmas. It's kind of out of line with all of those, but there's always seems to be in every little story, there's some success, there's some failure, there's some challenges. When it looks like all is lost, and then the day is saved. Well, that's how it is with the Grinch. You may remember that story. I noticed it on again last night. The new one with Jim Carrey. How the Grinch doesn't like Christmas because he thinks it's all about presents. But then his heart is warmed when he discovers it's not about presents. It's about relationships. It's about the spirit of Christmas. Well, there have been a lot of Grinches throughout history. And we have one today in our gospel reading, and that was Herod. The dynasty of Herod began in 39 B.C. and through his sons lasted until 70 A.D. He was the one who had built the temple in Israel, a marvel to the rest of the world. He was a great builder. He was a great administrator. But he was also a very tough and cruel human being. When he came into power, he had most of the Sadducees, that is the ruling class of Israel, killed. He killed his own wife. He killed his mother-in-law. He killed three of his sons. In fact, one of the Herods said that it was safer to be Herod's pig than to be a relative. Being a Jew, he didn't eat pork. He also had others killed throughout his time as king, in order to consolidate his power. And so you can imagine that whenever the wise men didn't come back, he was furious. We know that Herod died in 4 B.C. So Jesus was born sometime before that, possibly 2 years. And that's why these children in Bethlehem were killed. Commentators said there were probably 20 or 30 children of that age in that area that were killed at that time. And so Joseph, in a dream, was told to go to Egypt. I read that there were as many as 1 million Jews living in Egypt at that time. They'd gone back and forth based on who were the enemies to the north, who were the enemies to the south, pushed the Jews back and forth and back and forth through the land of Israel. When we visited there last January, we went to a church that was supposedly built over the place where Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus were hidden. There is a church built over every possible thing Jesus could have ever done in either Israel or Egypt and other countries. And so we have Herod finally dying in 4 BC, but his son came to power. Because the Romans knew that one person couldn't have power over that much area, Herod's kingdom was divided up into 3 parts. It just happened the son that took over Jerusalem wanted to be king just like his father. And the first thing he did upon taking power was to kill 3,000 of the most influential people in the country. So you can understand that when Joseph came back, he didn't think that was a very safe place to settle. And moved on to Nazareth. And that's where our Lord was raised. They say from a hill near Nazareth, you can see both the Mediterranean Ocean. You can see the road of the sea, that is that caravan route north and south. There's another route that came by Nazareth as well, going east to west. Jesus was at the hub of commerce. There were caravans from Egypt and from the north. There were Roman soldiers marching by his town all the time. He was in the middle of what was going on in the world. And there he was raised. From this story today, we see how futile it is to try to stand in way of will of God. The Lord's Prayer says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." When we pray that, Martin Luther says, we're not so much praying that God's will would be done, because it will be done in spite of us. But rather, we're praying that we might be a part of that will when it is done. On this Sunday, we're reminded that we want to be a part of God's will rather than stand in the way of it, because His will be done anyway. It was God's will that Jesus should live long enough to be able to teach and preach and heal, that He should, because of His age, be free to choose the cross, to be crucified, dead and buried, and that God would then raise Him to His very right hand, and that through faith in Him we might have eternal life. In spite of Herod, God's will was accomplished. In spite of the snowstorm outside, I'm glad that you're here today, that you might hear of God's will for you as well, that you might love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. There will be many who will come after us who will try to stand in the way of God's will, but it's already been accomplished through Jesus Christ.